If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
So we begin today with something very serious. I am recording this show on Thursday evening. And I wanted to record it tomorrow, but it was actually getting a bit strange and a bit, you know, I had to do it tonight. So, guess what's happening? A hurricane. Hi, everyone. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I live in West Central Florida. Tampa Bay area, as a matter of fact. Coming up from the south over the weekend will be Hurricane Irma, a Category 5 as it stands right now hurricane. They tell us that by the time it reaches us, it'll be a Category 4, which means that the winds will only be 140 miles an hour. Today's update, by the way, it changes all the time, because yesterday, even this morning, the updates in the spaghetti models had this thing hitting the east side of the state and bearing offshore and then heading north. Well, this afternoon, the updates have it hitting south of Miami and coming up the state inland. And working its way up into Georgia, which when you run a Cat 4 hurricane up the state of Florida, which is not very wide, and, you know, let's say it starts off as a Cat 4, 145-mile-an-hour winds, and then it diminishes to a Cat 3 of 130-miles-an-hour winds, and then goes down to a Cat 2 before it reaches the top of the state, which is just over, you know, 90-mile-an-hour winds. That is devastating. That is absolutely devastating. So we are now waiting for the 11 o'clock tonight update to see what it says. All of the updates, you know, for the past couple of days have been moving this thing towards the east. Then the update today had it suddenly moving towards the west to where it was coming into the state. So it's, you know, you never know. I have done a bunch of preparation for this thing, not as much as some people did. My brother left the state. My brother packed up 2 days ago and headed to Tennessee, wanted me to come with, but I couldn't. I wasn't going to leave my cats, and, you know, I wasn't going to leave Zach, and, you know, I just wasn't going to leave. And everything was looking all right, and, you know, things are still, for where I live, still looking not terribly bad, but could be. You know, it could be. We're going to have some damage. We're going to have some wind damage is what we're going to have. And this afternoon, they called for evacuations on our beach, which really seemed odd, but that's the way it was. So, you know, this thing is going to be absolutely devastating to Florida. Remember how I was saying that Henry was going to be absolutely devastating to Texas? Well, this is going to be absolutely devastating to Florida, but in a different way. Not so much as a rain event or a flooding event, but a wind event, which is going to just rip the roofs off a whole bunch of houses. I don't anticipate much flooding, except in South Florida. You know, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, all of those areas, they will get, they're talking about a 15-foot wave that could come ashore, storm surge of 15 feet. That's tall. My former turtle dove, my former honey pumpkin lover poo, lives on the first floor of a condominium in North Palm Beach, Florida. And she lives six to eight blocks from the ocean. As a matter of fact, when you pull out of her condo and you turn left on the one drag there to get to her office, you can see the ocean. When I would sit out on her back patio in July or August when it was, very warm outside, it wasn't bad out there at all because of the ocean breeze. Well, if she gets hit with a 15-foot storm surge, her entire condominium is going to be underwater. So, that's some serious stuff. That is some definitely serious stuff. So I hope that people here are prepping and have been. Gas prices went up dramatically. And 2 days ago, gas prices just jumped tremendously. And then all of a sudden, I went to buy gas, and I had to wait in a line, a 20-minute line to buy gas. Now, as I drove out today, I noticed there wasn't gas lines today. But the grocery stores, water's all gone. I had pretty well prepped. I'm used to this, so I pretty well prep, and I've got a bunch of stuff here. I was at a meeting on Tuesday night, and I'm coming home from the meeting. And I said, you know what I'm low on, and I better get some Kerrygold, Irish butter. It's my favorite kind of butter. So I went into Walmart to get that. I went in there only to get that because I have prepped. I've got everything else, but I needed butter. Figured they'd have butter. They had butter. I got my Kerrygold, and I noticed all the water was gone. Most of the soda was gone. So just as a secondary thing, I bought myself two cases of Sam's diet soda because they didn't have diet Pepsi. They had a little bit of diet Pepsi, but not much. I bought some diet Pepsi, but I bought two cases of Sam's diet soda. I have no idea what it tastes like. I guess I'm going to find out. And so I bought that. I already have bread. I already have peanuts. See, it's just me who lives here. So I can survive on this. When Hurricane Charlie came in here, when was that, 15 years ago? Closer to 20 years ago? When it came through the state, we lost our power for 6 days. So we prepped well. And I had a whole bunch of peanut butter and a whole bunch of bread. And I said, that's all I need. And at that time I was married, and my wife said, I need more than that. So she got a bunch of other stuff. But, I was good. Well, now it's just me and the cats. And, they got a bunch of cat food. I got a whole bunch of Jif peanut butter. And I got a bunch of bread. And I got some bagels. And I'm good. I can live on that. If our power goes out for 6 days, I'm still good. I'm not an exciting person. So that is fine. Now, one of the things I have to tell you when I see people prepping for these storms, when I went to Walmart, in the front of the Walmart that I went to, they have one of those machines that you put money in and you fill up your 5-gallon water jugs. Well, this was like a Ticketmaster concert line. There were people out the door, the front door of the store, and literally wrapped around the building with their shopping carts with 2 or 3 gallons or bottles of those 5-gallon things, 3 or 4 empty 5-gallon containers, waiting to go in there to fill them up, to pay money to fill them up. And I'm sitting there saying, really? I mean, these people are all waiting for that, and everybody's filling up at least 3 of these things, right? So I'm going, all right, come on now. I've got the same water at home. And it's called a faucet. You go home, and yet, I'm going to tell you something. On Tuesday morning, I mowed my yard. I gave it my midweek mow. I figured, oh, if there's a storm coming, I want it nice and short. So I lowered the blade, and I mowed it nice and short. Well, it was 90 degrees. This is me, man. Like, this is just me. I'm in my backyard. I'm sweating like a pig. And I go and grab the hose. I turn on the hose. I'm done mowing. I turn on the hose and let the water get a little bit cool. Stuck that thing up to my mouth and swallowed a bunch of water right out of the hose. Okay? If those people are really worried and they wanted to store water, take those five-gallon thingies and stick them in your faucet. Fill them up. You know, I got this nifty water purifier in my refrigerator that, you know, when you stick the glass up there, it has a good filter in it. I got another filter that I bought on the Home Shopping Channel for $39. I haven't hooked it up yet, but it hooks up to your sink, and you can just sit there all day and fill up water with that, which I have done. I've also made a bunch of ice. I learned this from Charlie, and I got to hand this to my ex-wife. She figured this out. I made a bunch of ice, and I put it in bags, and I filled up my freezer with ice. Now, when I was married to her, we had a big freezer out in the laundry room, and we filled that thing with bags of ice. And when we lost our power, we'd go grab a bag of ice out of it that was, you know, it started to melt. But, you know, we grabbed ice out of there and stuck it in the refrigerator, and it kept things cool. So you have to learn storm prep. You know, you have to learn storm prep. My name is Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek. We are going to hunker on down and get through this storm.
The IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs
when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
If you have roaches in your house, you know, the little tiny ones that run around in the kitchen, I want you to go to this website and watch a video I made 6-7 years ago. The website is called HelpIHaveBugs.com. That's HelpIHaveBugs.com. Got roaches? HelpIHaveBugs.com. So a strange thing happened on Tuesday as I was mowing the yard. Well, it was actually before I mowed the yard. I had gone to the box store. Okay, I went to Home Depot. And I thought I wasn't allowed to buy fertilizer. And I walked past the fertilizer. And something in my mind, I wanted to look at a Milorganite label. So I said, okay, let's look at a Milorganite label. So I go down to where the Milorganite's stacked up, and I take the bag, and I'm looking at the bag. I'm sitting there staring at it, reading, because I wasn't sure how much iron it had in it. I thought it was 4.5%. Maybe it was 5. It was 4.5%. So I'm sitting there looking at the bag, and I'm saying, man, I sure would like to buy some of this, but we're not allowed to, you know, they're not allowed to sell. Well, I see other people coming by, and they're grabbing up fertilizer and throwing it in their carts. Like, several people were just grabbing fertilizer. And I said, well, I thought they weren't allowed to sell it until October, because where I live, not allowed to fertilize until October 1st. And this is, you know, September. I just said, okay, I'm just going to do this. So I grabbed a 50-pound or the 40-pound bag of the biggest one they had of Milorganite. And I threw it in the thing. And I walked out there to the cash register at the garden center. And, you know, I had my other stuff that I bought into, you know, I bought some light bulbs. So I had those with me as well. I checked out. They just scanned the Milorganite, and out the door I went. And I said, oh, and I've already got some Milorganite at home. Oh. So on Tuesday, getting ready because we have this giant hurricane that's coming our way, I wanted the grass mowed short, so I lowered the blade on the mower, and I went out and I mowed the yard. It was 90 degrees outside, 92 in my backyard. And so got it done, put the mower away, cleaned the mower all off, put that away, drank some water out of the hose, and then I got my fertilizer spreader out. And I said, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to do this. And I said, you know, there's a big storm coming. It's going to be a lot of rain. It's going to push it into the ground. This is good. So I did. I fertilized my front yard. I didn't fertilize the backyard because the backyard's just weeds. I fertilized the front yard with the 40-pound bag of Milorganite plus about 10 pounds of it that I had in another bag. So I put 50 pounds or so of Milorganite all over my front yard. And surprise, surprise, later that afternoon, it actually rained a bit. So I said, well, this is good. Pushed it right down into the soil, and this is good. So I am excited. This is now Thursday. I'm recording on Thursday. And it is so hot in Florida. The milorganite actually started breaking down because I could see the line, a more defined line between my yard and my neighbor's yard. I could see the more defined line. I said, oh, that's pretty good. You know, all of a sudden that fast. So I'm becoming the biggest convert to milorganite. And I never was. I never was a big milorganite person. I knew what it was. I'd used it before, but it's organic. It's 100% organic, and it makes your lawn just this really dark and nice green. And I have to give Alan Haim, the lawn care nut, Google him. Just Google the lawn care nut. You'll find him. And I have to give him credit because he just goes and goes and goes and talks about this stuff and uses it like crazy. And his lawn looks nice. He lives, about 40 miles south of me. He used to live 20 miles south of me, but he moved further down. And his lawn looks really, really nice. And so that's what I did. I put my milorganite down. Well, then I found out afterwards, you see, I thought I was naughty. I thought that I was bad. I found out September 1st is when we are allowed to fertilize. That's why, nobody looked at me kind of weird when I was buying the milorganite. So I didn't know. I thought it was October. I was misinformed. So I feel real good about that. When this storm is all over with, I might go back and buy me another 50-pound bag and do it again. Because I think, we're going to get a bunch of rain, and I think it's going to push it down into the ground quite a bit, and I think it's going to need some more. I'm probably going to go buy another bag and slap that on there. And the nice thing about milorganite, and one of the reasons I like it so much, is that you can't go wrong. You can't screw up and over-fertilize. You can't. It won't allow you. You can try. You can definitely try. But you can put as much of it down as you want. And, your lawn's going to be just a nice, delightful green. Now, how do I know this? Many, many, many years ago, gosh, in the 80s, there was a yard in Palm Harbor. We had a lawn care business back then in the 80s. Where we fertilized lawns for a living. We had trucks. We had guys going out, putting fertilizer down on lawns and everything. And in this neighborhood in Palm Harbor, Corner House, was the greenest lawn in the entire world. It was greener than every lawn in that neighborhood. And by the way, we treated several lawns in that neighborhood, several. So one day, I'm out riding around with my brother. I think it was on a Saturday. He lived up that way. So I went over to his house, and, we went for a ride. I said, I've got to show you this lawn. Turn down there. We go down there, and he goes, are you doing that lawn? I said, no, I'm not doing that lawn. I said, I have no idea how this guy gets that lawn so green. He said, let's go ask him. He's out in the yard. I said, well, why not? We're bold as love. Let's just go do that. So we pull up. Here's two of us guys getting out of the car, walking up, and the guy's looking at us like, okay, who are these guys? And, he said this. He goes, are you the police? And I said, no, we're lawn care lovers. He burst out laughing. Wonder why he wanted to know if we were the police. But anyway, and my brother's like totally laughing. We said, we just got to know. I said, I'm in the business. We spray lawns. We treat lawns. We fertilize lawns in your neighborhood. None of our lawns look like yours. Who's doing your yard? He goes, I am. I said, what is your secret sauce? He said, come with me. I said, okay. I went with him. Backside of his house, he's got a shed back there, wooden shed. He opens up the double doors of the wooden shed, and it is stacked from the floor to the ceiling with milorganite. I said, that's a lot of milorganite. He goes, yes, it is. I said, how much do you use? He goes, and he had about a 4,000-square-foot yard. He goes, I put two bags a week on that thing. I said, what? He goes, I put two bags of milorganite on my yard every week during the growing season. And he goes, and I've got the thickest, darkest, greenest lawn. He said, I never get bugs. I never get fungus. I never get weeds. This is all I do. I'm saying, that's so wrong. but I couldn't argue with the success. Milorganite was cheap then. Buy it now, it's like really expensive. Ask the Garden Geek.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
If you have roaches in your house, you know, the little tiny ones that run around in the kitchen, I want you to go to this website and watch a video I made 6-7 years ago. The website is called HelpIHaveBugs.com. That's HelpIHaveBugs.com. Got roaches? HelpIHaveBugs.com. Fine mess I've gotten myself into now. By gum, by golly. Oh well. Hi everyone, welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek and founder of this whole operation. Been doing it now for 35 years. How's that? On a national scale, been doing this show for 35 years. Up until, I don't know, 5 years ago, I've actually been doing it from home for over 20 of those 35 years. And the network I used to work to came to my house, my old house, built the studio for me. And I would go in there, and there was like all this equipment. But all I had to worry about was one little button, or actually two buttons. I pushed one button, put my headphones on, and that connected me on a digital uplink with the network, with the radio network, where my board operator was. And he would have that channel open and waiting for me to connect. And I used to goof him all the time. Well, the first time I did it, I totally freaked him out. I connected, and instead of saying, "Are you there?" "Hello," and all that, I just played a Beatles song. And he's totally freaking out. He's calling my house. And I was just listening, you know, starting the, you know, getting the mood ready. So I played, you know, a Beatles song. So every week after that, I would do that. I would pick a song, the song of the day, to set the mood of the show, and I would do that. The other button I had was my volume control. It was like a little bar that I pressed up. There was this giant board, this giant Tascam board that was there. They had all of these buttons and all of these knobs and I didn't know anything about any of them, but the chief engineer, a young man by the name of Blinky, came down and he set up everything. He said, "Don't touch anything." And he said, "All you do is take this little slider, and when you talk, you slide it up, and when you're not talking, you slide it down. That's all you do. You know, that is it. There's the on and off button. You turn this whole system on. It turns that on. It turns on the thing that connects you with the network. And you push that button to connect with the network." I said, "Okay, that's fine. That's fine." So that went along really well for about, a year, year and a half. And then my young son, Jamie, who was 3 or 4 at the time, went in there one day and decided he was going to play radio. This is during the week. And he just started turning buttons and knobs and everything. Well, when I came home that night, I noticed that everything was ajar. He goes, "Oh, Daddy, I play radio. I play radio." So I had to call Blinky, who was in White Springs, Florida, 210 miles away. I said, "Blink, you're not going to believe what happened." He goes, "Your son messed up all the equipment." I said, "How'd you know?" He says, "I've been waiting for it to happen." I knew that he was going to do that. I said, "Well, it took a while, but yeah." He said, I said, "Well, you know," he said, "I'll walk you through it." Well, him walking me through it it was like he was speaking French. And this was on like a Monday, and radio's on Saturday. He goes, "Don't worry, be happy." He says, "I'm coming to Clearwater." He drove 210 miles down to Clearwater, came in, set all the levels,
And then he took a picture of it. And he says, I will send you a copy of this picture when I get it developed. Remember those days when you had to get your film developed? So Blinky sends me the thing. Well, nice story. But getting back to this, 5 years ago, they said, we're moving your time slot to 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, oh. And he goes, so you have to do everything yourself, or you have to come in at 4 o'clock in the morning and do the show live. I said, I can't do that. And he said, well, this is what you got to do. So I have all this equipment, right? And I'm like in a panic. And so I call up one of the engineers for the network that I used to be with that was up in White Springs. Didn't call Blinky. Blinky's off working for Disney. But I called up Jay Harrison. I said, Jay, I need help. I need, you know, he goes, all right, you want to use this one particular program. I said, okay. And he says, ask the network to get it for you. I did, and they did. They immediately spent a bunch of money, bought me this program. And I said, okay. And he said, you don't need the Tascam board. You know, he says, you need this board. You know, he told me all this stuff to go buy. So I went and I got all this stuff. And he says, I'm coming down to your house. He comes down to my house. He sets everything up. And he teaches me how to record my show using the software and using the mixer and everything. You know, again, basically down to two buttons on the mixer, you know, a volume control and you know. He says, and then this is how you operate the program. He says, this program, by the way, you could record a Beatles album on this program. It's a very high-end program. And I said, but all I'm going to teach you how to do is to do your show, to put your music on, to put your commercial, to put your closing music. I'm going to show you how to do this. And he did. He showed me how to do it. And I said, oh, well, thank you. That's very nice of you. And so I started doing that. Well, everything was going along swimmingly. Made some adjustments, moved the studio into this room. Well, then the copy of the program I had just wasn't working anymore. And I checked with the network and they said, oh, no, you got to get the new version. And when you get the new version, you do it online. And they just, you know, the company just that makes the software just installs it onto your computer and they update it all the time. So it's really good. I said, oh, that's great. So that's what we did. And sure enough, you know, and I you know, set it up. Well, there it was different. It was pretty close, but it was different. But it didn't take me long to figure out, and I did it all by myself, how to do it on the newest version of the software. Well, last week, did the show. Everything's fine. Today, I come in to record the show. I plug in the software. It updated. And everything is different. It was the same, but there was a significant change to where I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And I had to get a hold of another engineer that used to work on my show because I couldn't get a hold of Jay Harrison. And I couldn't get a hold of the engineer from our network. And I got a hold of another engineer who also had it. And he said, yes, this is how you do it. And he walked me through it. And it's fine. So it was ever so slightly delayed. He said, but you're going to like the sound of it much better. I said, oh, this is so good. You know, this is wonderful. So here we are. So if, you know, if the show sounds a little weird today, that's why. But, I've been told it's going to sound better. And I'm looking at all the levels and everything that I don't understand. But it looks nifty to me. So what can I say? I want to do a shout out, by the way, to a listener named Bill. Bill, how are you, my friend? Bill sent me a message on Facebook. I talked on the radio, I guess a couple weeks ago, about my surgery. And I'm coming up now to 4 years when I got really sick and almost died. And I had, if you're new, I will just tell you, December 1st, you know, this coming December 1st, it'll be 4 years. It was December 1st, 2013. At about 9 o'clock in the evening, I went into some rather terrible distress, and my daughter took me to the hospital. I went to pick her up, and I was in terrible distress, and she took me to the hospital, and I spent all of December and half of January between the hospital and a rehab place. I had four major surgeries. The biggest one was them removing about an 18-pound tumor in my left kidney. And it was a devastating surgery. And I had an emergency surgery before that almost killed me. As a matter of fact, they went out and told my family I was going to die. And I didn't. I woke up. So strange as that is. And so I discussed this on the radio. I haven't run into people that have had this surgery. I have heard tell of people that had this surgery. And I will tell you quite honestly, my doctor said that I have a 30% chance of this coming back. And he says, but if you make it to 5 years, you're good. Well, I'm coming up to 4 years, and so far I'm good. And this very kind gentleman, listener, Bill, had his surgery in 2006, and I think he said it was an 8-pound tumor, but they had to take out part of his rib cage because it had, tied into that. I mean, it's all different. But Bill, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that with me. You have no idea how good you made me feel. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
Want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
As I record this, it is currently 8:40 p.m. on Thursday night, the 7th of September. And I live in West Central Florida, on the west coast of Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. And I just looked at the 8 o'clock update on the track of Hurricane Irma, which had been doing a wonderful job of staying east. You know, looked like it was going to be a lot of problem for South Florida. Still is, by the way. But it was possibly all the tracks kept heading east. And it looked like the state may have even dodged a bullet at one time. Like it might just go to where it was offshore. Well, earlier today, you know, and this morning it looked that way. But then this afternoon at, 3 o'clock, it changed, and it started moving over towards the west. And I just looked at it again, and it continues, the track continues to move even more to the west, where now it's going to be hitting south of Miami, coming up the middle of the state, well, not the middle of the state, but definitely on land, and coming across, devastating Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, working its way up the state on land, so getting the whole east coast of the state in a big bad way, and even part, you know, some of us on the west coast, it's going to affect the entire state. And if it goes at the current rate that it is by the 8 o'clock, sometime around Sunday, around noonish, we're going to be experiencing hurricane force winds here. Now, my brother, oh, by the way, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos, that's my name, Michael Kroos, your chief geek, operating on the newer version of my software, trying to get through the show, doing a good job. Usually I don't edit. I just never edit. I just keep going. But today I've edited twice. I've had to edit twice. Bet you can't find out where I did it, though. You audiophiles, tell me if you know. But anyway, my brother left 2 days ago, went to Tennessee, wanted me to come with. I didn't go. Now I'm sitting there thinking, maybe I should have. But and I'm halfway. I'm gonna, when I'm done recording today, well, I'm going to consider this, and I'm gonna call my son, and I'm gonna say, he's got a cat. I've got two cats. I got cat carriers. Let's load up the cats and let's get the heck out of Dodge. Now, you know, I-75 going north and I-95 going north are just packed. But
luckily, since I've been here since 1964, I know all the back roads, and it might take us a little longer, but I can get us up to Pensacola, up near Pensacola, and where a friend of mine has a house high above the Suwannee River, not in Pensacola, but up in that area, and he has just moved to Alaska, and I'm pretty sure he will let me use his house, and I think it would be safe there. I just think it would be really, really safe there. And I'm going to make the decision, you know, at around midnight tonight, I'm going to make the decision. As you're hearing this show on Saturday morning, early, early Saturday morning, it hasn't hit yet. But by Saturday morning, we will know exactly and specifically where it is going to hit in Florida. We will have enough data by then, the meteorologists tell us, we will know where it's going to be. But by then, it's going to be too late to leave. You know, I think, you know, the time to leave was yesterday. Because if you look at the aerial photos of I-95 and I-75 going north, it's almost like a parking lot out there. But again, I do know the back roads, and I have some confidence about that. So I don't know. I'm going to consider it. And I just may. You know where I might go? I might even see if the old Telford Hotel is still open. I have no idea. That's where the old People's Radio Network with Chuck Carter used to be out of. I have no idea if it is open or if it still exists, because I would go there and stay there. I used to have a suite there, by the way. I used to go up there to do the show ever so once in a while, and I had my own suite on the third floor. I'd take the whole family. We would go up there, and I would do the show from the studio downstairs. I didn't use Chuck's studio. Chuck had this studio in the main lobby of the hotel, and people would come from miles around to watch him do the show, from everywhere to watch him do the show out in the lobby. And he put bulletproof glass in there. So I did the show from the Studio B, which was located in the presidential dining room behind the bar, formerly in Six Gun territory, in the back corner, in a small studio adjacent to the walk-in cooler. And I used to say that on the air, and people used to come back there looking for me when I was doing the show, and they would find me. I would be there. They would have to walk, you know, back, and they would go in, and they'd see Jay Harrison or whoever was producing my show, and they would stick their head in and wave at me. But I used to say, I've got double bulletproof glass. And I remember Chuck's late wife got mad that I was telling everybody that I had double bulletproof glass, and he had bulletproof glass. And Chuck had to just tell her, it's show business, dear. It's all right. She goes, I don't even think that glass back there is bulletproof at all. It's all right. It's just show business. So that's what I did. The whole time I was there, I would say, sitting behind the double bulletproof glass at the beautiful historic Telford Hotel. And it was kind of cool. You know, I wonder if they're even open. I had heard they'd opened back up. Somebody had bought it, but then I heard it was closed. I don't know. I might go on this internet thing and look and see if I can get my suite back. That'd be cool. I could go up there with the cats and my son and hang out. I would like that. I would absolutely like that. But if I stay here, I'm prepared. I have water tucked away that I made out of my faucet instead of going and buying bottled water. I have ice. I have manufactured a lot of ice, and I have that. My freezer is filled with ice, so if the power goes out, I will take a bag of ice out ever so now and then and throw it in the refrigerator to keep the milk cool. That's about the only thing I have. I have lots of peanut butter. I have lots of bread. I have bagels. I have crackers, and I have a bag of Publix potato chips. I've never had Publix potato chips. But I bought them for the store, you know, for the storm, and I'm going to see if they're good. So that's what I got. I'm like ready to go. And we've had devastating storms. I mean, you look at Henry, what it did to Texas. This storm is going to be absolutely devastating to Florida. It's going to be absolutely devastating. Wherever you are, stay safe. I'm Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.